top, top down, hair in the wind, Tom Petty up loud. You give me that look, you lick them lips, I said, hang on, baby, better pull over for this. Don't wanna get a DWK, driving while kissing, they'll put you away. You hit me like fire, shot me like a bullet, burn me up and down, no way to cool it. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Like a bottle of Jack, straight to the head. One shot, two shot, copper tone red. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Sunshine and whiskey, like a bottle of Jack, straight to the head. One shot, two shot, copper tone red. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Adult film actress Stormy Daniels is expected to testify today at former President Trump's criminal hush money trial. Prosecutors say the reason Trump falsified business records was to cover payments made to Daniels, who says she had a relationship with Trump, which he denies. Entering court this morning, the former president said his records were not falsified.
We didn't put it down as construction costs, the purchase of sheetrock, the electrical cost. The legal expense that we paid was put down as legal expense.
President Biden will speak today at the Holocaust Museum's Days of Remembrance ceremony. The White House, as part of his speech, will condemn the atrocities of October 7th. Israel's response to that attack continues. The military shut the border crossing into Rafah, leading to worries about a drop-off in humanitarian aid. This happening at the same time as ceasefire talks continue in Egypt. This is ABC News. Investigators in New Mexico are trying to figure out the motive behind a double murder and the kidnapping of a baby. ABC's Jim Ryan has details.
The suspect is 26-year-old Alec Collins, who's from the Houston area. Police believe he shot and killed Harley Cisneros and her friend Taryn Allen, wounded Cisneros' 5-year-old, and kidnapped her 10-month-old daughter. The killings and kidnapping happened Friday. Collins was caught Monday, 260 miles away in Abilene, Texas. Investigators have not disclosed a potential motive.
The FAA is investigating after Boeing admitted some workers lied on reports about tests being done while building the 787 Dreamliner jets. Boeing says some employees are facing discipline. Federal investigators also have questions for Tesla. NHTSA is now asking the car company for more information on a recall affecting more than 2 million cars with Tesla's autopilot system, because after the fix was installed, 20 more crashes reported. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details. Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ehlin. Governor Tony Evers is again calling a special meeting of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee to approve funding to address hospital closures and PFAS contamination. Since the governor can't force the committee to meet, its co-chairs, Senator Howard Markline and Representative Mark Bourne, rejected Evers' call. UW System President Jay Rothman was dismissive of the demand of UW-Madison pro-Palestinian protesters for a police-free campus. WISN-TV's Upfront, Rothman also reiterated that encampments on the Madison and Milwaukee campuses are illegal and ultimately they will be gone. In Appleton, police are trying to identify a person found dead in the Fox River last week. Police say the body appears to be that of a middle-aged man, but that the body has been in the water for some time. A kayaker found the man's body Friday. An autopsy is scheduled, but it's unclear how soon an identification may be made.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker sheds you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. We'll get to around 71 this afternoon with wind out of the south at around 10 to 20. Tonight, clear 47. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. A chance of an isolated thunderstorm in the afternoon with a high right around 70. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It is worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
Thanks, Sean. And on the way, we're going to be chatting with Sue Feedy with the Laura Ingalls Wilder Museum. Say that three times fast about Prairie Days this weekend. We'll talk with Sue here coming up. First, here's Clay Walker, Live Until I Die. It's 9:07.
Skipping rocks. Skipping rope, laughing at all my best friend's jokes. Things I loved when I was a kid. Muddy roads, muddy feet. I didn't live on no blacktop street. Things have changed a lot, but I never did. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. Living right, living in this little old town I grew up in. I still held on to my dreams. Standing proud, standing tall, standing smack dab in the middle of it all. I don't worry about things that I can't change. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. And everything around me are things I dearly love. And every night I get on my knees and thank the Lord above that I don't have to think about tomorrow. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. Oh, oh, oh. I just want to
live until I die.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Clay Walker, Live Until I Die, 909. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. And this hour we'll have Today in History, also opening farm markets as well. Joining us right now, Sue Feedy. She is with the Laura Ingalls Wilder Museum. Say that three times fast. And this Friday and Saturday, they are they're sponsoring the Prairie Days. And this is a pretty big event that'll be going on in Pepin. And Sue, good morning. Thanks for joining us. For those that don't know about the Laura Ingalls Wilder Museum, tell us a little bit about the museum.
Well, the museum has been in Pepin since the 1970s, actually, in one form or another. The museum right now is quite large. We have a couple of different wings in the museum, and one wing features Laura Ingalls Wilder. We have taken the book Little House on the Prairie, Little House in the Big Woods, that's our story. And we've used that book to set up the section on Laura. Laura gives a pretty good description in Little House in the Big Woods of what the life was that she lived in Pepin County. And we've created vignettes from that book. And so if you've read the book, when you enter our museum, a lot of it will be familiar to you, a lot of the stories. We also have a few artifacts from Laura, which we feel very fortunate to have. We have a beautiful quilt that was owned by Laura when she was an adult. We have several samples of her handwriting. Laura was a very prodigious letter writer, and people wrote to her all the time, and she always answered them. And so we have some of that down there so you can see what her communication style was. She wrote very nice, she penned very nice letters. We also have some artifacts that belong to her daughter, Rose. Rose was a very important reporter and journalist in her era. And she helped her mother write the books, the Little House series books. So Rose is an important character in history as well. And we also just came into ownership of some handwriting from Laura's sister, Mary Ingalls. So we're very proud of those artifacts.
So the books obviously are based on Laura growing up, mm-hmm. and you know, all of the moving and all of that. Did she keep like a diary as a child, or how did she? Either that, or she just had a better memory than I do, because some days I can't remember even what day it is, much less what I did 30, 40, 50 years ago. So right. was it a combination of that based the books?
It was a combination, yes. Laura, as an adult, was a writer herself. Before she ever penned The Little House in the Big Woods and the other Little House series books, she kept journals. And as an adult, she wrote for newspapers. She lived in Mansfield, Missouri with her husband, Almanzo, as an adult. And she was a correspondent with newspapers and magazines there. But her memories from her early childhood probably were about the same as what all of us have. So she did rely a lot on her relatives to give her information about her early childhood. Of course, she must have had stories passed down from her mother and father. But after they were gone, we do know that she did consult with her Aunt Martha Carpenter, who stayed in Pepin County all her life. So she corresponded a lot with Martha, and Martha was able to help her with some of those early memories from her childhood.
I know from some of the things that I've read, two things that have always stuck out to me. One, the reason the family moved was her father, while chopping wood, at least this is what I've been told, while her father was chopping wood, he heard somebody else, and he's like, there's too many people here. Wow, it's time to move. But then that when they did leave, and they were crossing the Mississippi River, and this, of course, was before the bridge in Wabasha, mm-hmm. they cross on the ice, and she talking about hearing the ice cracking.
The ice crack, yes. Yeah, they moved in, I believe it was February. So, you know, by any account, that could be considered late winter, depending on the weather that winter. But yeah, they kind of went at the last minute, it seems, and they did cross And yes, that is an important part of Laura's storytelling about the ice cracking that adds a lot of drama to her story. But they made it safely. They went into Lake City when they crossed the river.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. We are talking with Sue Feedy this morning. She is with the Laurel Ingalls Wilder Museum in Pepin, and they have Prairie Days coming up this Friday and Saturday. We're going to talk a little bit about Prairie Days as well on the way. Right now, Florida Georgia Line. May we all. Good morning. It's 9:15.
May we all get to grow up in a red, white, and blue little town. Get a one-star hand-me-down Ford to try to fix up. With some part-time cash and driving a tractor, find a sweet little thing, where's your ball cap backwards kind of place you can't wait to leave, and nobody does, 'cause you miss it too much. May we all know that nothing ain't cool till you wear the new off the sound of a quarter rolling down the jukebox. Play the Travis Tritt right above the two-pot before you get lost down some road. Slow rolling with the top off the back of a Bronco. Buy a cold sixer with a cashed in lotto. Smiling with her hair blowing out the window. Where you about to go? Yeah, you learn to fly, and if you can't, then you just free fall. Green turn gold. Watch a marching band play with the harvest moon coming up. And know that 15 minutes of famous ain't gonna be what makes us or breaks us, but we'll all be watching the TV the day that it comes. May we all know that nothing ain't cool till you wear the new art. The sound of a quarter with the Travis Tritt right above the two-pot before you get lost down some road. Slow rolling with the top out the back of a Bronco. Buy a cold sixer with a cash in lotto. She's smiling with her hair blowing out the window. Where you about to go? You may learn to fly. If you can't, then you just free fall. Get a little stronger from the hurt time. May we all get to have a chance to ride the fast one. Walk away wiser when we crashed one. Keep hoping that the best one is the last one. Yeah, you learn to fly, and if you can't, then you just free fall. May we all.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN Florida Georgia Line, and may we all. 9:18, I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us again, Sue Feedy with the Laura Ingalls Wilder Museum, as Pepin, or Prairie Days rather, is coming up on Friday, Saturday in Pepin. And this is actually a reunion for members of Little House on the Prairie, the cast members. Which is frankly pretty cool. And so you know, let's first talk about the show, and then we can even talk about the event. But how they see the names you're saying of, you know, Laura's husband, Laura's sister, all of that stuff in the show was pretty historically accurate, wasn't it?
The characters in the show were very historically accurate. Yes. Mm-hmm. And the story, of course, of just the family in general, the cohesive unit that they were, being a family, a caring father and mother, all of that is very historically accurate, according to what Laura said, yes. Obviously, it was filmed in Hollywood, so there was some license taken with some of it. But, you know, we appreciate the TV show Little House on the Prairie because it brought a lot of fans to Laura.
And so with Prairie Days, how did the museum come up with saying, hey, let's do this? I mean, did someone from the cast reach out? Because we're not the only museum here with this. I mean, there's something right. in Walnut Grove, Minnesota. Yes. There's, I think, something in Kansas, if I'm not mistaken, because yes. they moved there, too. Everybody kind of forgets that there's another part of this that we never saw in the show.
That's correct.
We never really saw in the show. How and why Pepin? I mean, obviously mm-hmm. she was born here. Is that the biggest part of it, or what was the thinking behind organizing this?
Well, our manager at the Pepin Museum, Carrie Worthy, is very good at promoting the museum and the gift store. She's new there a couple of years now. This will be going on her second year, and she's really good at this kind of thing. She had participated in the 50th anniversary cast anniversary, out in Simi Valley, California, which was just a month or so ago. And she got excited about bringing the cast here. And so she worked with the promoter, and that's how the Pepin turned up to be one of the sites.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now is the cast, do you know, is the cast going to other, you know, are they going to go to Walnut Grove? Are they going to go to Kansas? Are they thinking about trying to do that, or are we kind of exclusive on that?
I'm not absolutely sure. I know that the cast is real popular in Walnut Grove. The Walnut Grove Museum and the whole Laura machine out there brings the cast in there very regularly. But as far as this troop of people, the Little House on the Prairie reunion group, I'm not just sure where they're going, but I wouldn't be surprised to see them show up at some of the other museums.
Sure. So just trying to organize this, that in and of itself is, I mean... So you knew this a month and a half ago that they would come out here?
Yeah, we've known for a few months, yes, okay. that they were. We've known for several months, actually, okay. that they were coming here. Actually, the promoter is doing most of the work. He's bringing the cast here, I believe.
About to say, wow, for you guys work really fast.
Yeah, but the museum has done Carrie has done a lot of work to organize the peripheral activities that will go on with this cast visit.
Talking with Sue Feedy with the Laura Ingalls Wilder Museum. Again, Prairie Day is coming up this Friday and Saturday in Pepin. We're going to get some details now coming up here with Sue on what's going to be happening here on Friday and Saturday. This is a pretty cool opportunity for you. We're going to talk with Sue about that here coming up. It's 9:23.
The Laura Ingalls Wilder Museum invites you to Prairie Days, a 50th anniversary cast reunion of Little House on the Prairie, May 10th and 11th at Villa Belisa Winery, Pepin. Cast members attending include Wendy Lou Lee, Dean Butler, Charlotte Stewart, and more. Have dinner with the cast May 10th at 6:30, and there's also a VIP breakfast with the cast May 11th. For ticket information, visit eventbrite.com and search for 2024 Prairie Days, Pepin, Wisconsin. It's Prairie Days, May 10th and 11th in Pepin.
Mother's Day will be here before we know it. Stop at O'Galley Cheese for a wonderful present any mother would love. Choose from their selection of jewelry, candles, wines, and of course, cheese to make a gift box that mom can enjoy. Call the store at 715-283-4211 to place your order today. An O'Galley Cheese gift certificate makes a great gift too. O'Galley Cheese, located north of Durand on Highway 25, opens 7 days a week.
Better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Annabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. It was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. She counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind. Would she have changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time. Yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late. Too late. Oh, I got the Tucson too late.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD. And Jordan Davis, Tucson Too Late. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. And coming up, we'll have Today in History opening farm markets as well. That's all on the way. And joining us again, Sue Feedy with the Laura Ingalls Wilder Museum. And Sue, with Prairie Days coming up. Okay, so people are going to get to be able to meet some of the cast members. Tell us how this is all going to work on Friday and Saturday.
Okay, well, there are a few opportunities. On Friday evening, this all takes place at Little House, at Villa Bellezza, the winery in Pepin. And on Friday evening at 6:30, the cast members are going to assemble and have a communal meal. The public is invited. The cost is $155, but that includes dinner and sitting with the cast and at the meal and a photo with the cast. And then on Saturday morning, there's a VIP breakfast with the cast at 8:30. This, again, will be at Villa Bellezza. The cost for that is $100. Much the same, enjoying a meal with the cast. But the real meet and greets are going to be on Friday from noon to 4, and on Saturday from 10 to 4. And this will be a time when people can come to Villa Bellezza and actually mingle with the cast, get a chance to get some autographs and some merchandise and photographs, that type of thing. So,
wow.
Yeah, that'll be a nice opportunity for people.
And it's just not like one or two people either.
Right. We're having, if you've watched the TV show, you will be familiar with some of these characters. Obviously, the big one is Dean Butler. He played Almanzo Wilder, Laura's husband on the TV show. Charlotte Stewart played Miss Beadle, Laura and Mary's teacher. The actress that played Baby Grace, Wendy Lou Lee, is going to be there. We have a couple of actresses who played Rose Wilder, Laura and Almanzo's daughter. And a lot of people remember Victor French. He played Mr. Edwards on the TV show. He's passed away, but his children continue his legacy by attending these cast meet and greets, and they have lots of stories, I guess, to tell him. I hear they're lots of fun. So those will be the opportunities at Villa Bellezza this weekend.
Wow. Okay. And I'm sure you guys asked, but couldn't get Melissa Sue Gilbert to show up, huh?
Well, it's difficult to get the two Melissas to come, Melissa Gilbert and Melissa Anderson.
That's right.
There's two of them. Yes, Mary and Laura. I think they're rather particular about the cast opportunities that they join, but that's their prerogative, I guess.
It is what it is. So how can folks, if they want to attend, how can they get tickets to attend any of these events?
They can go online if they want to pre-purchase tickets to get in. They can go online to Eventbrite, EventBrite.com, and purchase tickets. And they'll learn more details of all the events that are happening.
Okay. Now, is there a certain number? I would think that the breakfast and the dinner, there's probably a certain number allowed. I mean, you can't, if the entire county shows up, that's going to be a little bit hard for the winery to serve everybody. I mean, do you know, is there a limit?
There probably is. I'm not sure what it is. But that, again, I'm sure you'll be able to learn that if you go online and look.
Okay. And again, that's at eventbrite.com. Now, is this something, you do Laura Days every year.
We do.
And that's always in September. So is this going to be potentially a new type of annual event for the museum?
Well, we don't know. Kind of depends on how this goes. We certainly see it as an opportunity to show Pepin off to the cast members and hope that it makes them much more willing to come here when we invite them. Last year at Laura Days, we had Dean Butler, again, Almanzo Wilder, on the TV show, and it just turned the whole Laura Days into an exponentially bigger event than what it would have been otherwise. He was a very gracious person. It went very well in Pepin, and we got lots and lots of people there, which was great. That's what we want. We want to attract people to Pepin and to Laura Days.
And so finally, before we let you go, Sue, for the museum, obviously the museum probably needs volunteers and or even maybe financial support. Somebody might not be able to volunteer, but they if they want to mm-hmm. make a financial donation, because there's a lot of expenses to keep everything going, mm-hmm. how can people volunteer or, if they want, make a donation?
If they want to volunteer, you can go on to lauraingallspepin.com. We do have pages. We do have a website landing page where you can send us an email. Tell us what you'd like to do, how you'd like to help, what your talents are. Obviously, we need volunteers at Laura Days. So, again, that would be great if people would step up and volunteer their help for Laura Days. We welcome that. In fact, we're actively looking for volunteers for Laura Days. And donations can be made on the site as well. And we just want you to visit the museum. Coming to the museum, visiting us, paying an admission fee, and shopping in our gift shop, and just learning about Laura, that's very important to us, and that helps us out.
And the museum hours, or when's the museum primarily open?
The museum is open 7 days a week from May 1st through the end of October. That includes all the summer holidays. We're open 7 days. Our hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily.
All right, so check that out at the museum right in Pepin, right off of Highway 35. Sue, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Sue Feedy with the Laura Ingalls Wilder Museum. Again, on the way, we'll have a check of those markets as well here. That's all coming up here in just a bit. Right now, here's Darius Rucker and Wagon Wheel. Good morning.
My way in North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, string band, my baby plays a guitar, I pick a banjo now. Oh, North Country winters keep a getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, long toke, but he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, hey, mama, rock me.
George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I lost her trail on a Friday night. She was gone before I got home. She'd been getting restless in that big house all alone. And I've been up and down these city streets for three nights in a row. And Lord, it's hard to find that girl when she gets the urge to go. It's kind of like a lost and found in a border.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Brooks and Dunn, Lost and Found, 943. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Coming up, we're running a little bit behind, but again, thanks for Sue for coming in. Learned about Prairie Days today. Market updates on the way being brought to you by the Wisconsin Farm Center and Anabas Silo.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabas Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Milk markets are lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, June milk down 4 to 1941, July down 7 to 1936, August down 5 to 1929, September down 14 at 1925. In the livestock sector at the Mercantile Exchange, live and feeder cattle and hogs all moving mostly higher as the contracts, a lot of short covering in the markets from the big losses yesterday, and that positioning ahead ahead of that WASDE report. Also, some lower grain markets also helping to support some of the contracts as well. June live cattle up $1.12 to $178.10. May feeder cattle up 37 cents to $241.77. May hogs up 65 cents to $92.82. Chicago Board of Trade. The grain markets now have turned up mostly mixed. Rain did fall across the western corn belt overnight, moving across the eastern belt today, but there's a better window for planting that could develop. That window may begin in the western belt later this week. Now, planting still delayed right now, but if the forecast is correct, planting should pick up speed into the weekend. South America, though, continues to have challenges, and that is still providing some support to the market. May corn down 1 to 456. New crop up 1.25 to 489 and 3 quarters. May beans up 4.5. Half to 1239 and a quarter, new crop up 6.75 to 1226 and a half. Chicago wheat, May now up 2.75 to 635. Minneapolis wheat, July down 6.5.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly sunny today and mild, with high temperatures tapping 70 degrees. A few more showers and thunderstorms may spark up later on this afternoon, and some of those have the potential to be strong to severe. Otherwise, all of the rain chances kick on out of here overnight. We become partly cloudy and dry tomorrow morning. Call Tax Solutions now for help, 800-281-8193. It's 56 degrees at our studios.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I got a rice cooking in the microwave. Got a three-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. Feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Since I left home, I said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing alright. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A long wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing alright. And it's a great day. Why can't every day be just this good? Sometimes it's lonely, sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling out. Tattoo or take my old Harley for a three-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive.
I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good?
It was a Friday night, no cover, but the cover band was sounding right. And there you were, just flirty, dancing by the neon sign. To fishing in the dark, you were reeling in my heart. Now look where we are. I'm hooked on kissing you, getting you turned on. Buzzing and loving on you all night long. Like a hit song on the radio, you already know the way. Still asleep and I can leave, but no way. This ain't a one-night flame kind of thing. Wanna wake you up, wanna press my luck, and my lips on your cheek like I can't get enough. Cause I'm hooked on kissing you, getting you turned on. Buzzing and loving on you all night long. Like a hit song on the radio, you already know the way it goes. All it took was a look and I was hooked.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and Dylan Scott and Hooked and good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Be listening for Chip Flory with AgriTalk this afternoon. We'll have the latest news and issues affecting rural America and the farm markets too. That's AgriTalk 1 to 3 or 1 until 3 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Well, let's run down today in history, running a little bit late this morning. 1789, the first presidential inaugural ball was held in New York City in honor of President George Washington and his wife, Martha Washington. 1915, 1,200 died when the luxury liner Lusitania was sunk by a German U-boat off the coast of Ireland. The incident would contribute to the entry of the United States into World War I a few years later. Of course, history always kind of gets everything or tries to figure out what really happened. And yeah, we found out that, the Lusitania was not only carrying passengers, but arms and ammunition for the British, hence making it a military target. 1934, the restored USS Constitution was permanently berthed at the Constitution Dry Dock in Boston. The ship, of course, better known as Old Ironsides. In 1945, Germany signs the unconditional surrender at General Dwight Eisenhower's headquarters in Reims, France. It would mark the end of the European stage of World War II, VE Day. 1975, President Gerald Ford formally declares an end to the Vietnam era. In 1998, country singer Eddie Rabbit passed away at the age of 56. 2000, actor Douglas Fairbanks Jr. passed away at the age of 90. And in 2016, Nyquist, not to be confused with NyQuil, but Nyquist, wins the 142nd running of the Kentucky Derby.
Treat mom to a delicious feast during the Mother's Day Buffet at the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill this Sunday. The Corral Bar and Riverside Grill will be serving their delicious roasted chicken with baked ham, beef roast, salad bar, mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, candy carrots, and more, serving from 10:45 to 3:30. For takeouts and reservations, call 715-672-8874. 715-672-8874. It's the Mother's Day Buffet this Sunday at the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill in Durand.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durand at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Olson Farm Greenhouses has been working hard this spring preparing potted hanging plants and growing perennials and annuals. And the greenhouses are full of colorful blooming plants for you to spruce up your gardens, porches, and planter beds. Don't wait. Get to Olson Farm Greenhouses early for the best selection. Olson Farm Greenhouses will be open Mondays through Saturdays, 9 to 6, and Sundays, 10 to 5, through the end of the season. Olson Farm Greenhouses, Highway 10, Mondovi.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Celebrate mom with the Cottage of Durand. The cottage has beautiful outdoor plants and planters, hanging baskets, fresh flowers, candy, and jewelry that will make mom feel extra special this year. Call the cottage today to pre-order your arrangement so it can be reserved for delivery or picked up before Mother's Day. The cottage is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Fresh flowers and candy on any budget from the cottage, downtown Durand.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started Wesley Financial Group to do one thing, help people get out of their timeshare nightmare. When you buy a timeshare, the timeshare company can raise your annual maintenance fees at will. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Want out of your timeshare? Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-785-1155. That's 800-785-1155. 800-785-1155.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
And again, good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins, 958. And thank you to Sue Feedy for joining us this morning from the Laura Ingalls Wilder Museum. Prairie Days again coming up Friday and Saturday. Go to the Eventbrite website. Eventbrite website. Do a search for Prairie Days Pepin, Wisconsin. Find out more on ticket information there. Happy National Roast Leg of Lamb Day today. Oh, yeah, you bet. A leg of lamb is mild and tender. That when roasted is a unique and tasty dish to many. Typical preparation involves covering the leg of lamb with butter, works. Rosemary Spriggs pushed inside incisions cut into the leg, and rosemary leaves sprinkled on top. The lamb roasted for 2 hours at 360 degrees. Now, lamb is a lean red meat loaded with nutrition, with protein and vitamin B12, iron, magnesium, and omega-3 fatty acids. Roasted or grilled vegetables also pair very well with leg of lamb. I wonder if Susan Littlefield, she is a lamb farmer and sheep farmer. I wonder if she's having leg of lamb today on this National Leg of Lamb Day today.